A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 12th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Today is actually November 9th.
That was a mistake on my part. But of course, tonight we are talking about the state of the economy. We saw today teachers demanding to be paid in US dollars. And also the countries, we are also going to look at the country's state of preparedness following the accident that claimed 50 lives in Rusabe on Wednesday.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com, or still, you can find us at www.voandebele.com.
Of course, Zimbabweans are pleading with the government to fix the economy as the worsening crisis takes its toll.
Meanwhile, on Wednesday, 50 people died when two buses collided head-on in Rusabe. Witnesses say both police and ambulance services' response was very slow. Many people are dying on the roads almost on a weekly basis unattended to, with no help as most towns are not serviced by ambulances. Not surprisingly, at least 2,000 people die each year from road accidents, according to the Zimbabwe Republic Police.
Meanwhile, many workers are now demanding to be paid in foreign currency, saying their salaries have lost value. Pharmacies, meanwhile, are also demanding foreign currencies. And this has prompted teachers under the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe to stage a protest in Harare today, demanding that they be paid in foreign currency.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Wonguka hamawadiwa nasi, tirikuti titarise mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi. Tichitanga nekutarisa nyaya yakaitika kwaRusape, uko vanhu vanosvika iwo makumi mashanu 50 vakashaya. Asi vamwe vari kutaura neStudio 7 vari kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka, nekuti mota dzinotakura varwere, maambulances, akanonoka kuuya, kana iwo mapurisa acho ari kunzi akanonoka kusvika panzvimbo. Vakawanda vari kuti izvi ndo zvirungoratidzawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi munyika. Vamwe vachema-chemawo kuti nyange ukaendeswa kuchipatara chacho unonzi enda unotenga mushonga kumafamasi, wonzi chibhadhara nemari yekunze. Nyaya dzakadaro ndo dzapawo kuti varayiridzi vamwe pasi peProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vakande mapadza pasi vachiti vanoda kuti vange vachipiwa mari yeku America kana kuti ma US dollars kuti vakwanise kurarama muZimbabwe, nekuti zvimwe zvinhu zvakakosha zvinodiwa kuti munhu ararame zvinodiwa kuti unge uine dora reku America. Asi hurumende iri kuti aiwa pari zvino haina mari, uye iri kutiwo iyo vanhu vanopiwa mari yekunze iyi ndevaya vanenge vatengesa zvinhu kunze, vakaita sevanotengesa fojika, goride nezvimwe. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Zulukandaba lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk. Siyaxubanisa sixoxa ngendaba ezitshiyeneyo. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lisitshayele ucingo, lingasitshayela ku-001-202-619-2077, lapho esiyaba sixoxa ke ngodaba ngendaba ezitshiyeneyo, sikhangela ke emgwaqweni lapha okwenzakala emgwaqweni. Siyabona ukubana kuyona le iviki kulabantu abafileyo abangamashumi amahlanu, i-50 emgwaqweni oyerusape amabhasi akukhanya sazi ke akukacaci kahle ukuthi kuhambe kanjani, kodwa ke hayi indaba le asiqalisi lamhlanje, ikakhulu sesikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi. Siyazi ukuthi yiko kuyandise ukubana kube lengozi eziningi kakhulu emgwaqweni. Siyaphinda njalo sikhangele umumo wezomnotho ye kuyenzakala sizokuthiwa koBulawayo kuyakhulunywa. Umphathi ntambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube ube lomhlangano ke izolo lalamhlanje kuhlaziywa ngebudget yomnyaka ozayo. Abantu kodwa bayakhala ukubana into zama-RTGS lezi lendaba ze-bond kungani kwenza ukuthi umnotho ungahambi kahle, into sezisilela ezitolo lokunye okunjalo. Siyalenxusa ke ukuthi lixoxe lathi zulukanda.
Onguka hamawadiwa tinoda kutanga nekubata maoko kune avaka shaikirwa nehama dzavo nemusi wechitatu. Our deepest condolences to those who lost their loved ones on Wednesday where 50 people died near Rusape. That's just outside Marondera. We have our first guest, Chris. That is Dr. Joe, the president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening, and how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Chris, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Joe, welcome to the show.
Welcome, and thank you very much for bringing us to the show.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Mr. Zhou, we are talking about a number of issues here, but I think the first question that I would like you to answer is the one regarding the teachers' welfare. We understand that there's been a lot of discontent amongst the teachers' fraternity. We had today, there were some marches yesterday, also another grouping of teachers did some kind of, demonstration. Now, can you tell us what exactly is the state of affairs regarding teachers in these harsh economic times?
I think the basic issue is that the status of a teacher has been eroded, and that the salaries and conditions of service have always deteriorated. Imagine in 2012, we negotiated the salaries in U.S. dollars to an extent that after combining with the transport and housing allowance, a teacher on average was getting 400 U.S. And all of a sudden, then the new regime has bondized the salary. And now they want to argue that the bond is equivalent to a U.S. when we know that the current 400 bond is equivalent to about U.S. $75. So the teachers, because of this condition, the available goods have skyrocketed, and that teachers are family people. They cannot feed their families. They cannot go to work. And the other issue is that if the doctors are demanding cash up front in terms of foreign currency, the pharmacies are also selling medication in foreign currency, and our public service medical aid cannot provide the services. So realistically, it has become very difficult for a teacher to survive on the salary that has been eroded, on the salary that cannot buy because products are being sold in foreign currency. Products are also pegged against the U.S. dollar. So we want our employer to respect the negotiations that happened in 2012 and the salary that happened in 2012 before we even ask for a salary increase. But we must resuscitate our foreign currency, our U.S. dollars, so that teachers, if they are ill, they can get into a pharmacy and buy medication. They can also be in a position to pay for the education of their children. They can also pay accommodation rather than try to balance with $75 against all these other issues, the medical bills, the accommodation, the education, the food. It's really inadequate, and the government must ensure that teachers are, who are in essence a vital cog of societal development, are surviving. You cannot entrust the life of future generation into the hands of angry, hungry, and poverty-stricken teachers.
Mm-hmm. But Dr. Zhou, the government has made it quite clear that they actually want to cut on expenditure. There are complaints that the government wage bill is just too much, accounting for some economists are saying 90% of government expenditure. And they are saying everyone must tighten their belts, and that includes the teachers. We did try to invite our finance minister, Professor Mthuli Ncube. Unfortunately, we could not get through on his mobile phone, or the Labour Minister, Dr. Nzenza. But Professor Mthuli Ncube is on record as saying that for now, the government cannot increase your salaries because they are saying that they want to fix the economy.
Our first call of thought is that it's not about increasing the salary, but ensuring that give the salary in US dollars. So if they give us $400, that would be better off than the current bond. Then the other issue is, I think these leaders must be honest. They want to claim that the bond is equivalent to US dollars so that they can change their bond. I cannot change my bond, but all the leaders are able to go with their bond to Reserve Bank and change and get US dollars. So we don't want a system where leaders can change their bond into US dollars, but a teacher who is seriously ill cannot buy medication in a shop. The other issue is that Professor Mthuli Ncube, as well as the new regime, they must be very careful. It is not the owners of the teacher to look for money. They are in government. And if the government has no money, why is it that they don't want to get out of that government that has no money? Why are they struggling to get in, and why are they not getting out? It is the owners of those in government to look for money. It's not an issue of teachers. And even if they claim that 80% of the budget is going to salaries, whose salaries? We have carried a study that has shown that 5% of the personnel who are civil servants are getting more than 75% of the wages that are allocated. So the people who are really getting money is from the position of the directors, the permanent secretaries, the ministers, and other people. But the general people of the teachers are not getting any money. Worse still, we have ghost teachers. We have about 20,000, 15,000 ghost teachers. People who just go to a school and clock in, and then at the end of the month, they are getting money because they are youth officers. We have lots and lots of things which we can do to ensure that at least the wage bill has been reduced. Moreover, we have more than 61 minerals in Zimbabwe, and surely we can tap and harness those minerals meaningfully to ensure that we pay our hard-working civil servants reasonable salaries.
Thank you, Dr. Zhou. Do stay on the line. Chris, I think we have a caller.
Yes, blessing. We have our first caller, Mthabisi Mdlalose. Unjani ba?
Ngiyaphila baba, kunjani?
Siyaphila. Kunjani eCholocho?
Hayi, eCholocho kulezinzimanyana.
Ah, okay. Ungasiphathisa ngembono yakho?
Yazi into engiyibonayo mina lapha, uhulumeni wakithi wehlulekile ukunceda abantu. Ngoba uma ukhangela kathesi izinto ziyadula, kodwa abantu baphiwa izimali abangakwanisi ukuthi bathenge ngazo. For example, uma ngikhangela ngiza kulinganisela ngokuthi-ke ngengahamba lapho esinto eTholotho namhlanje, ngikhangela okunye okuyizinto okuncane ubebethengi, ngafike ngabuza ama-wholesalers amanye bethi bona ongama-tickets kwabantwana bathi 20 rand ipheki. Ma ubabuza ngebhondi bakutshela bethi $6 or $7 kwamanye ama-wholesalers angikhona. Uhambe efarmasi ibrufeni ebesiyithenga nge-dollar now $5, nge-rand is 20 rand. So i-government kayizame ukuthi ilungisise lolu hlupho ukuze abantu baphile. Nxa ngoba into yangikhona lobunzima silimangamabe, ngoba kunzima abantu abaphili. Abanye abantu bezitheza abantu bephila ngokuthenga amaphilisi, into ezinyangazwana lezo. Ngibuye ngisole futhi amatitsha. Amatitsha abengamelanga ahambe edemonstrator ewodwa. Ukukhala komuntu oyedwa lokukhala kwabantu abaningi kuziseka ngcono abantu babe behlangene. ngokumele kuhlangane ama departments wonke, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health, bahlangane bonke laba bantu baye khala ndawonye, ngoba uhlupho lulimazanga amatitsha kuphela, lulimaze wonke umuntu oseZimbabwe. Ngiyakuzwisisa iindaba zami kuyitho. Akuzami ukuthi uhulumende ahloniphe abantu, awanike i-service right, kulungiswe the right currency ezosebenza ukuthi abantu bakwanise ukuphila. Yikho lapho mna engikubonayo kuphela, ngoba ngaphandle kwalokho abantu bonke labo abantu baza kufa ezibhedlela kakula muti. Uzabhalela i-medication hambe ethenga kuthi ufuna i-user. Where do you get that user? Akula. Ya, ngazi ukuthi into yangikhona bangakulungisiza njani lolu hlupho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mdlalose, sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho.
Hayi, mangibonge ba.
Blessing Mthabisi Mdlalose, they saying the government has failed. You know, he says, you know, he gave examples of when, how much he's buying stuff. He bought some painkillers. He's been, you know, they charge him different rates. But the other point that he wanted to emphasize,
I had that one, that teachers should have invited everyone.
Yes, huh? Yes.
So you see, that, I understand the better.
Ah, you do. That's what I wanted
they
to ask.
They should not do the Lone Ranger tactics, yeah, and go alone.
That's what I wanted to ask Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe?
Yeah, the point is very clear. Mm-hmm. We cannot invite everyone. We don't have a mandate to invite everyone. Mm-hmm. The point is, whoever is representing whatever constituents must invite the constituents that he is representing. But as teachers' leaders, we can only invite and represent the interests of teachers. And we hope that we will meet with other leaders some other time. There is always a starting time or somewhere where people must start. And as teachers who have started, we have put our grievance to the government, and we urge all other people who are representing the constituents to do the same, so that we will meet in the streets some other time.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Joe. Blessing, we have another guest, Mr. Ambrose Sibindi. Mr. Sibindi is an official of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, and he's also a very sharp economic and political commentator. Welcome to the show, Mr. Sibindi.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, listeners.
Yes, Mr. Sibindi, you are in Bulawayo. Can you just give us, like an overview of what the situation in Bulawayo is like right now? Because, sometimes we've heard fuel is there, there are no longer queues. The next time you see some people on the social network saying, no, this is not true, the true position is this one, and you see pictures of this and that, people getting in shops, buying stuff and saying the shops are stocked, well-stocked and so forth. What is the true situation that, as far as you are concerned?
Well, the three situation that we are really experiencing now is that we are in a crisis. That's how I can sum it up. Why do I say so? If you go to the shops, you'll find that the prices have more than doubled. And besides that, people are now demanding that you pay in some other shops, you pay using US dollar. And obviously, as we all know, you can't get that money. And especially when you go to pharmacies, people, we know that in Zimbabwe there are people who are really depending on their condition, on medication on a daily basis. And they're so bad and pathetic that when you get to these pharmacies, they demand, they've got three different prices. For instance, when you are using the bond, it'll be very high. When you are using the swipe, it's also high, but the US would be a bit lower. So I find that we are having very difficult way of operating. But the worst thing is that when all those things are happening, we need to underline the fact that the workers' salaries are still stagnant. And mind you, the workers are paid in bond notes. And we are saying it's high time that the government starts acting and make sure that since the people are now demanding the US dollar, obviously it goes without saying that the government, if we're having a government that is really privy and that respects its own citizens, they just have to do away the bond note and start using the US so that at least people can be able to go around their daily living. Then it comes to issues of fuel. Yes, of late, fuel there isn't much queues, but we can't really predict. But this week, things had really improved. that we are seeing that people are able to get fuel here and there without much hassles. But the bottom line is that even if the fuel is there, you find that the majority of people, they are unable to do so. Mind you, even the transport cost has gone up. If you look at these commuters, they've moved up. Some are charging 75 cents, some are charging $1, and some are even charging more than that. After sunset, as I speak now, people are paying as much as $1.50. And really, we can't have that type of solution. And it's clear that now what we can see is that the government has just failed to manage the economy of this country. And the people cannot just use the sacrificial lambs. That's the setup in Bulawayo as I see it now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sibindi. Please do stay on the line. Chris, we have many people on Facebook right now, and some of them are commenting. Let's go to first, Nomen Kichi, arikuti tsaona ii inosiririsa zvachose, uye zvakaoma apo tichangobva kunzwa imwe yakaitika kuno yakauraya 27 zvinorwadza. Of course, Norman is referring to the accident that claimed the life of 50 people in Rusape, Manicaland. Anyway, Chazi, arikuti watching from South Africa, thank you. Any more, Kamuruko, arikuti tiruku kuonai, tiruku Botswana. Chris Seti Mushipe, arikuti watching from Johannesburg, South Africa, thank you so much. Dumisani Sola Nkomo, arikuti kupi futi, arikuti pindura mkoma nomen up. Samuel Makanda arikuti God bless Zimbabwe. Jakuz videos arikuti fambai naro baba amen. Isha Mchazi arikuti watching, I don't know from where. Then we have Ransom Matenda arikuti maskwera sei hama dzangu. Lloyd Mukanwa arikuti solution is not to cut the wage bill, but the current issue must be addressed. They simply have to, one, do away with the bond note. Bond notes cannot be equal to US dollar. Number two, adopt the rand or US dollar. Number three, scrape off the 2%. Why? When aggregate demand is very low. Number four, liberalize and open borders. Regis Mukupe Chagonda arikuti sisonke. Tina Codington Shamuyarira arikuti we are together. Spaceman Spencer Zuze arikuti pakaipa. Sizani Mandanda Koba Weza, thank you so much. He's also watching. I think he's in Harare. Moses Beta from Johannesburg. And Kenya's Sunday, thank you so much. Tinemwe muterera ariku Mondoro. Makadi. Aiwa tiripo. Muda utaura zita renyu kana muda ungo utaurao zenyu.
Muda ungo utaura angu.
Ok, zorai volume radio renyu nenge akuita maungira atizonzwa nani.
All right.
Tinotenda shukuru. Taurai tinzu.
All right. Enenda aida ungo utaurao zangu. Sorry, pamwe ndofunga ndinokudzorera kumashure panyaya iyi. Ndikuona zvishuwa ndoteerera chirongwa ichi zvinoita sokunge vanhu vari kuda kubatsana kuti munyika momira sei. But kana ndakatarisa ndikuona kuti handifunge kuti zvinoita. Because kwatabva kwacho ndokuri kuratidza kuti hazvifambe iye zvinoi zvinonyaya muri kutaura iyoyo. Hurumende chaiyo iri kunyatsoziya zvaiitika. Kuindana. But kuti zvakaindana. Zvobva zvanguratidza pachena kuti tina hanya navanhu. Kukurukura kuponzi ponzi, munoziva kuti hurukuro dzinoda kuti dziitwe dzevanhu vane urongwa humwe chete. Vari kuda kuburitsa chinhu chimwe chete. But apa ndoona sokuti inongori winding up the time. Ivo vanhu vachiziya havo ichokwadi munomu tiri kutambura. Izvo zvinhu zvino ndakandiri maHarare ndau ndinotenga marata nesiminda hazvisi kutengeka vari kuda ivo chiUS. Uko zviri kunziko zvinhu zvakainzana ende zvinongotengerana zvimwe chete zvisizvo, but ivo vari kunyatsoziya zviripo. So, andifunge kuti hurukuro idzi dzine chimwe chinhu chinozobuda here. Tarisai muone, for example, ndoda kumbotaura vamandela makaona zvavakaita 27 years vari mutorongo asi kungobuda kwavo ndokunga vakangotonga 4.5 years kureva kuti munhu aive nechinangwa chokuda kuti vanhu vake vasununguke asiri munhu uya wokuti ari kuda kuti azadze homwe dzake nemari. So it's different nezviri muno mukana ndakatarisa hangu hamina asi ndo maonero angu andiri kuita.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu pamhondoro apa.
Aiwa, ndinokutenda hangu maite henyu ndinengova kwazvo ndichida kuti ndikubatei zvichiramba hazvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda nhasi mapinda muchirongo. Asi kumashops kumhondoro munotenga sei? Muri kubvumidzwa zvemaRTGS, muri kunzi hunzai maUS dollar, mabhondi, zvinofamba sei muzvitoro zvekumhondoro?
No, kumhondoro zvinhu zvakakwira manje. Bhondi vanobvuma havo iroro bhondi racho, but mafuta anenge ari kuma$15.
Aishi.
Zvekubikisa. Kozoti koko iye zvine izvi iri kuita dhola, mune zvimwe zvitoro iri kuitawo $50.
Aiwa, tinotenda
zvacho iyo kuti uzenge uchiiwana. Munoona ini chinonyanya kundirwadza ndechekuti zvinhu zvakaita fanike mafuta ekubikisa sipo. Ndinoona sehuro ichaiwo because zvinhu izvozvo ini semurume mukuru zvangu am not worried. Ndokuna kusageza orait because ndenichiziva situation iripo. But vana vane manambukeni ava vari kuita tsvina, vana vanoda kubikirwawo porridge kuseni neshuga, munoonawo zvinonyatso hamino zvinoita here?
Aiwa, pane dambudziko ipapo.
Saka ini ndinoona hangu sokuti zvinofamba hapana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu. Chris, that's our caller in Mondoro. He's saying that the problem is with the government insisting that the bond must trade one-to-one with the U.S. dollar. He says that is not workable. And he's also complaining that prices have gone up and most shops are demanding U.S. dollars. And life is very difficult for the ordinary people. Chris.
Let's go to Mr. Sibindi. Mr. Sibindi, ungasitshela wena ukuthi nxa abantu bekhala ngama-RTGS lama-bonds, umehluko wakhona kathi unjani kahle kahle, ngoba uyakhuluma wena ukubana abaningi sebehola ngama-bond. Ngama-RTGS uyabe kuyimali enganani, kulo mehluko onjani?
Well, esikunanzelelayo ukuthi abantu kade sinxa sesikhangela ama-RTGS kakhulu abantu bakhanya ungathi abasaqinisi. Kodwa sibulungananzelela ezitolo, umehluko usegcekeni. Ngizanike ngizami ngiyayithema enginanzele namhlanje. Bebefika laphana uthi xa ufuna ukuthenga kutshele ube seyangawule US dollar ufuna $35. Wasesitiyena nxa kuyikuthi ule bond ubefuna $167. Wasesinxa uswayipa wefuna 170. Just kunika isibonelo sento endlalayo namhlanje. So kusegcekeni njalo ungakhayela anala ama-rates esikhuluma ngawo afanani. Abantu bemashop benza intando, ungaphuma lapho ungene laphana uzethi uthi wakhalenye irate ubona ungathi enxenxa ku-US kungena ka-4 futhi uyangena kwesinye isitori uthi yenza lokhu kuthi enxenxa ungena ka-5 kwezinye itolo ngathi ungena ka-3 kodwa kwalitshwani ungena esitori uthole ukuthi kuyehle kungaphansi kwe-3. So kuyatshengisa ukuthi esikhuluma ngokathi seZimbabwe laba samuntu ohulumende vele kasela control izinto ziyazenza abantu benza intando. Kodwa bekugwakuna sengakhohlwa ukuthi nxa kusenzakala khonoku umuntu odibeka ngumuntu bona abantu abasibusayo bonaba i-presidium le cabinet nale yekhuluma zonke insuku izinto ebesibona ibhondi le yusa kuyalingana bona badubeka ama-yusa balawo bagada amafurame babakhona abantu bedubeka. Ungakhuluma ngomholo kathesi abafuni ukulalela ukuthi abantu bakhwezele umholo kuthiwe nalowo mholo uright kathesi samla usoreserve ugovernor reserve bank esithi yena ekhanya sibile ekhuluma eqinile ukuthi hhayi ipointi right kufanele ihlale yena ngobula i-US dollar and kokuhlupha yikofuna sozikhoza lobu gwelegwele kubona abantu belokuganga okuthile ukuthi abanye abantu bayanotha kakhulu ngoba bona abanezimali zabo abenesokuyatshontsha ama-US dollar babuya bewaspine ngaba benze more money. Yiluhlupho esilalo eZimbabwe kathesi.
Yeah, that blessing. Mr. Sibindi is saying it's now like a law of the jungle, you know. Anyone, you know, because of these RTGS things, you just find someone charging willy-nilly whatever they want because it's like the law of the jungle, like I said. So it's really bad.
To dzoka kwamuri Dr. Joe muchiripo here parunare.
Ndiripo.
Asika Dr. Joe takanzwa imi muri kuti varairidzi ngavapowe mari iri ma US dollars. Asika takanzwa mazuva apera governor we Reserve Bank vachitotaura kuti aiwa izvi hazvikwanisiki vanowana mari yekunze inde vaya vari kutengesa forgeka vari kutengesa goride vamwe vese vari munyika nekuti havasi kugenerate foreign currency havafanira kuti tikuda foreign currency
ikoko ndokupenga zvakafanira kuti vanhu vanorima chibage ka vasingarimi chibage havafanira kudla chibage because havachirimi chibage hatingaiti tese kuti madealer ema foreign currency isu sevarairidzi tinoproducer vanhu vano so production edu inotaridza kuti tinotoproducer zvinotodira neforeign currency because tisi tinoproducer mapresident tisinoproducer maengineers tisinoproducer mabusiness people saka vanhu vese ivo their product yamateacher saka totoproducer foreign currency yacho saka kutaura kuti because isisa hatibati foreign currency hatifani kuwana foreign currency asi ndokupenga ikoko because mafarmers matinoenda muda foreign currency saka totenga nei kuzvadzika mufarmers noenda ma tablets anotengesa chi ne foreign currency Colgate chaiye inotengesa ne foreign currency ne US inenge ita dollar ne bond inoita $4 saka kana iyo dollar rakafane ndipeka dollar racho ndinotengai ndipewo ndinotenga the reason inongoitirwa chete nama politicians zvakadaro izvi kuda kuvadza kuti ivo ndo vana mabond avanotora vachiita kuma US dollar vachizoita zvavanoda nevana vavo muhomwe vese mapoliticians hamuna mabhondi kana arimo vari kuenda kubhenki kureserve bank kuti vanochinja aite mayouth asi isu ndo vanotoshandisa mabhondi chakashata chinyi kana bhondi ri equivalent kuus kuti tingoshandisa us racho tishandise pula tishandise rand because ndo zviri kutenga zvacho saka hatidi vanhu vanogadzirira mitemo vamwe ivo vasingaziiti izvozvo ivo vanorarama namaus dollar asi havadi kutigadzirira hazvirevo kuti chaunoita ndo chaunofanira kudini vamwe vanofanira kuwanikwa vachigadzira maus dollar iyoo vachitreda asiwo isu tichimawana sezvo vanongorimawo chibage tichidyiwa navamwe vasingarimi chibage
tinotenda zvikuru Chris that's Dr. Joe there who is arguing that if the government says the dollar is equivalent to the RTGS and the bonds, it can as well just give them the US dollars since it's equivalent. And we have promos that we are doing, town hall promos.
Yes, we have some promos. Let's go to one of our promos right now.
Akubizwa ozwayo ngalinyanga kaLwezi. Umsakazo wakho owe VOA umanyene labe Media Center. Ukwethulela ingxoxo eziphathelane lomumo oseZimbabwe okwamanje. Mahlabezulu liyamenywa kulezi ngxoxo ezizakwenzelwa endaweni ezehlukeneyo. Ngomtoko mhlaka 15 Lwezi ngeviki ezayo. EHarare mhlaka 21 Lwezi. EGwanda mhlaka 26 Lwezi. ELupane mhlaka 28 Lwezi. Sicine ngakontuduzi yathunqa ngobulawayo mhlaka 30 Lwezi. Asidibenani lami uPraxedes Jeremiah kulezi ngxoxo. Kumakhuwerere mwedzi uno wambudzi 2018 VOA yakabatana neve Media Center ichange ichitungamirira hurukuro pamusoro pemamiriro ezvinhu muZimbabwe. Hama dzinodiwa muri kukokwa kuhurukuro idzodzi. Dzichaitirwa kupiko munzvimbo dzinotevera. Kuchipingi nemusi wechina svondo rimwe. Musi wa8 mbudzi. Kwamutoko svondo rinouya musi wa15 mbudzi. Muharare chaimo musi wa21 mbudzi. Kugwanda musi wa26 mbudzi. Kulupani musi wa28 mbudzi. Togumisira nemuguta rebulawayo kwantutuzeyatu musi wa30 mbudzi. Sanganai neni Praxedes Jeremiah mune dzimwe dzenzvimbo idzo.
Of course, Studio 7 will be going to the people. Praxedes talking to our listeners, followers in Zimbabwe. That should be very exciting, Chris.
Yes, blessing. Before we go to Mr. Subindi, I would like to pose a question to Dr. Zhou. Dr. Zhou, you said you had a study that showed that the wage bill is actually being consumed mostly by top government officials. Can you give us an idea of how much some of those officials get? I think the highest that you came across.
You see, it's not about their salary. It's about their allowances. Because, for example, if they are going out, they get an allowance of about $500 a day. So imagine if someone is out for 10 days, that person will come back with 5,000. So if you look at all those officials in the ministry, the PEMSEC, the ministers, the deputy ministers and that, and other people in top government officials, they are always globe-trotting outside because their allowances are heavy. So you may find that their salaries are not as high as that because they are getting about 3,000 or something of that sort. But it is an issue of their allowances that is draining the coffers of the state.
Interesting.
Thank
okay.
you so much. Mm-hmm. Before we go to Mr. Sibindi, let's go kunemwe mtereri wedu kubuhera uku kwa Murambinda. Mangadi Mkoma Samuel. Mkoma Samuel?
Magadigo.
Aiwa, tiriwadi. Parise pa Murambinda.
Aiwa, pa Murambinda tinotamba wina.
Aiwa, zvino kudzwa. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu Mkoma Samuel.
Chitangarege yangu ndikotanga ndabata maoko kune vakaunganidzaona.
Aiwa, matambudziko makuru chaiwo. Nyaya inorwadza chaizvo.
Aiwa, zvinosiririsa. Pa business ranhasi. Maticha aya dai zvitobvira seva Zimbabwe taifanira kuvabatsira tese nekuti kana ukatarisa ticha kubva pakuamba kwaticha ndiye ega munhu muZimbabwe anotenderwa kuenda kubasa akachena zvinhu zvese zvaanoshandisa zvinodhura ende anotariswa naforomani wake kuti wauya kubasa wakachena here somupurisa pamusoro pazvo vamwe vane makambani vanotobvunzi vakabuda nechipikiri zvinoti chaanogobuda nechokodzidei kurava kuti upenyu hwake hunofanira kunge huchingova pamari yaanowana asi manje tikadzokera pamashure ivo paya pano manegotiations avo ekuti anotangira paus dollar ivo vana minista ava kana vachirangarira zvakanaka vakati bhondi tangoriunza kuti tiwane change nemhaka yekuti waiti ukapinda mushopu uine $1 waivazomanichiaamachisa usingadi nokuti pashaikwa change but nhasi zvotishandisa kuti chenji ndo yakunzi inoraramisa munhu zvoreva kuti taita problem yekuti taita baba vanotamba njuga saka kana baba vachitamba njuga apo kaekta kuti pavanotambira mari vanova nechingwa unokaruka namai vacho vabhezhwa mukatofuma musina nhango memba saka panda kutogara makatosunza musoro kuti kana iri pay day baba vazive kuti vana vanozviza kuti tatambira mari saka vanofanira kuramba vari mumugwagwa vachireva zvichomo zvavo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Samuel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa tinotenda
our caller there in Murambinda Buhera Chris Samuel is saying that teachers deserve to be paid more he's saying that in their profession you just don't wear anything. You have to be smart, presentable, So he's saying that he wishes if Zimbabweans could do something to help them. And he's also saying that, this issue of saying the bond and the U.S. dollar are equal is simply not working.
I heard him also saying, if you are a plumber, you can maybe take home some nails or something.
But teachers cannot take home chalks.
Maybe chalk, No, that's sad indeed. Mr. Smindi, now can you tell us about, we know there's been this seminar on the budget that's been going on. This is, of course, not the first time that a seminar on the budget has been done. But from what you have seen so far or heard, what do you make of the current seminar that's trying to come up with the ideas to formulate the budget?
Well, thank you. What I can say is that I think in Zimbabwe we've got a culture that is not really paying anyone. We are very good at organizing meetings. We are very good at organizing some seminars. We are also very good at coming up with blueprints which are looking very attractive to try and improve the economy. But when actual fact it comes to issues of implementation, we are doing nothing. What I can just sum it up is that while there is all this seminar, to me, these are really funds which are spent for nothing. Because there's a lot of talk, there are a lot of costs that are incurred in this seminar, and people will be purporting to be planning issues to improve the economy. But immediately after that, when they walk off those doors, nothing really happens. All that people they are doing, they are trying to keep the Zimbabweans, people busy to say that, no, the government is doing something. When actual people are no longer interested in these seminars now, people, they're interested in seeing the government implementing policies that will bring the country out of the crisis that is in now. These seminars can come later. As we speak, the first issue is that the government must make sure that, as we are saying, they must also admit that the issue of the bond in the US, they are not equivalent. If they agree on that one, then they also go further and say, okay, since these two are totally different, let's remove this useless currency, which is called the bond, if it is a currency. Thereafter, they can now organize seminars to say, okay, we have removed this issue of the bond, and now we have removed the US dollar, which is acceptable to all. Then they come up with this seminar, say, okay, how then now to improve our economy? How then now to improve the lives of the people? How then now to improve the economy? How now to open up the industry that were closed up? How then to remunerate the teachers and the civil servants and all the workers so that at least they are able to fend with their families? How then to protect the same citizens in terms of their health, because now people are failing to buy their medication, those are on different conditions, on daily basis. And we are saying people are suffering. So that's all that they should do. The issue of seminars to us is not an issue. So the Zimbabweans, they're just watching them. I know they're trying to draw attention to keep us away from seeing that they're failing to govern the country. And they want to draw us to these seminars. But people in Zimbabwe, they're now very clever. They're just watching them, and it's a matter of time before people act. And I know that time will come that people will act. Although, to me, I think people have just delayed because people are really suffering.
Thank you so much. On our Facebook page, we have Modesta Tarewingaruti. Call me on this number. We'll try to call you, Modesta. Florida, Delia Mtetwa, Arguti Pa Live. Fortune, Guguza, Arguti, watching from Creo and out in this area, Mpumalang. Kenny G. Mago, Arguti, well said, guest speaker, but we remain the area Kahoma Moyo, Kungewa Faro, Neguti, Daibaveni, Hanya Nevanu. Vaiona kuti vanhu vatambura urumende, please be serious. Florida, dzoka zvakari, she says, yes, teachers must be paid in US dollars. Vincent TK Stole, ari kuti muri kubatika nyu zvakanaka apo. Then Robert Muzaza, ari kuti teachers must be paid in American dollars, please. And he adds, kuti I can say all civil servants. Tinemwe mutereri parunhare kubinga uko vashumba makadi. Aiwa, tiri nani kuti sei kubinga? Right. Mukoma Shumba, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndakatarisa panyaya yekuma vetas. Ndirikushushikana kuti vanhu vese vakagotonga nyika ino yetichaitonga vai vachiita maitiro atiri kuita taizoiwana here nyika yacho. Kushushikana kwandisa kokutanga. Nekuti hatisi tsapana kutonga nyika ino. Kune vanhu vakanga vachimbotonga. Asi kune zvavakatisiira. Asi kwamakore mashoma shoma atagara iwayo hatisina kana chii. Nongofungawo here kuti ticha tiri kuita. Vaitoenda panyaya yebhondi. Kuti tingatora dhongi nemombe kuti zvakainzana here. Hazigoni kuinzana. Chero munhu akabika poto mbiri achikutura. Kubva kusadza vacho hakufanani. Saka apa handiri kuzva kuti zirama dzedu dziri pakuda kugadzirisa nyika here kana dziri pakuda kungotsaurawo zvokungoti tiri pabasa. Right.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vashumba.
Ndane nyaya yechipiri.
Ingiti igaga yechitore vamwe vashumba.
Alright, zvakanaka.
Pedzisai zvenyu yechipiri yacho.
Right, nyaya yechipiri ndiyo kuti vanhu havafaniri kumanikidzirwa kutenda kana munhu asati agutukana. Nokuti bongozoso rese rakabva pana maelections. Tinoziva kuti maelections haana kupera. Kune vanhu vari maelections akapera asi pandinoziva kuti haana kupera. Anofanira kutarisa nokuti ndiwo atikonzeresera zvese.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vashumba. Mr. Shumba touched on a number of issues, Chris. The last one he touched on is the issue of elections that he says, according to him, it's an issue that has not been fully resolved. And then, of course, he's also not very happy with the way the government is running the economy in general, and saying that he does not think that the taxes that are being collected are being utilized to benefit the majority of Zimbabweans. Chris.
Blessing. We have some listeners who are on Ndebele Facebook. Surprisingly, most of them are writing in English. We have Givemo Masuku, who says, for people in power and their relatives, when they become unwell, they cross the borders to seek medical treatment, and the rest of us suffer in this collapsing health system of ours. And then he continues to say, how many links to this live broadcast? Because I don't see all these comments that the presenters are reading. Well, Givemo, we have three Facebook pages. We have VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Zimbabwe. So you can use either of those. So let's go then to another listener, Slo Chablani Ndebele, Jose Baitbridge, and Siakwamugela Gutlelo Ndebele.
Niabonga Baba Rinjanlin.
I say appeal. Kunja Nima Baitbridge.
Hi. Oh, right, sitting a pandit, you got my prize, Anga. Anga landed a legacy and a singer of one of the Tiangat.
Hey, Vant. Ungasi Pimbonak.
I'm Bonami, Wutinje, Nati, it's a call on Zimbabweans, which is the PSA government, Lessi Lio, Avala intersect again, which bond the US Gagulinani, is part of each city for culture. Esikhule kakhulu kuleli lizwe ukuthi umuntu nje ukhuluma into engeze leze engasebenziyo esenzela ukuzifida yena. So amaZimbabweans kumele bakubone kuyindlela nje okuqili kuphela ukuthi abantu lababona bayabhenka imali yabo ingamabhondi nothi bayayikhuphi ngama-US dollars la sebethola ama-trip. Thina uZulu inengi lethu obethu kuhlala kungamabhondi nakade kungamadola kukhonvetwa kube ngamabhondi. Yikho besithi imali iyafanana kodwa kayifanani njalo bayakwazi lokhu akukhuluma ngabomo.
Heyi, hayi, kunzima kona ngapho iBaitbridge, kodwa kungconywana phela ngoba liyathenga eSouth Africa impahla ezingani ziyadula eZimbabwe.
Ye, thina nxa ulapha yathenga kodwa ngithi impilo nxa ungumzimbabweni kayiphelele ebhoda la uyazibona ususegwandu landa ipassport uzibona ukobulawayo landela okhuyana uzibona useharare so lathi kuyasibahamba vele kakusithini
hayi siyakuzwa baba hayi sibongile ngembono yakho
lami mbongile baba
listen
rikaitidzokere kuna Dr. Show muchiripo here parunare
ndiripo.
Dr. Show taona muchi ratidzira nasi muHarare umu. Zvirikurova here kuti kuratidzira kwanguri kwezuva rimwe chete chete zvapera.
Kwete. Kwanhasi kuratidzira kwakuri kuendesa mapetition. For example, kuPismas kwaudza kuti kana vasingakwanisi kuoffer service, ngavarege kutora mari. Kwakuri kuendesa petition kuMinistry of Finance ndiyo inopa mari kuti tiroda isi mari yedu nama US dollars nokuindira kupublic service commission. Saka uku kumbopa magwaro ukuti zvinhu zvatoda kuti vagadzirise ende tirovapa nguva yekuti vagadzirise asi tatinongovaudza nechekuti vasazotiblema vakazoona zvimwe zvinozoitika zvakapfuura zvanhasi kunge vasina kuadresa magrievances amaticha nokuti hurumende dambudziko rayo ndeyekuti nhasi kwacho tichakuradza kudaro vanoita zvinhu zvokuda kupreventa kuti zvinhu zviitike for example maheadmaster womuHarare akawanda aonekwa achidana mameeting anodondekana nenguva yatoda kunditi tinopa mapetition mameeting anotanga na12 achiguma na2 vanenge vachisponsawo vamwe maticha organization kuti ataro takafara we are still engaging tichiri kuita manegotiation hasati asvika kumaindustrial action isu tiri kuti kunohenda mapetition kuzivisa vakuru vehurumende zvichemo zvatinazvo and its part and parcel of negotiation zvazotadza kuti vagadzirise tichaenda pane imwe stage toenda pane imwe another level zvakataurwa namacoplotters akabvisa mugabe saka tichirungovaudza kuti ngavagadzirise zvichakanaka seizvezvi kana zvikasvika particulary gore rikapera gore risati rapera tinoexpera tiwane mabonus edu akanaka and tati madawo in US dollars kana gore rikapera vasina kugadzirisa izvi zvikoro zvinovhugwa zvakavhagwa gore rinouya iri
thank you so much Chris Mr. Sbindi
yes Mr. Sbindi you are a community organizer. You are on the ground. You hear what people do and think and say. What do you think is the ultimate solution to what's going on right now, as far as the people are concerned?
Well, I think what people can do now, because people, I think they've said a lot. Dialogue has been there. As Dr. Joe has already said, petitions have been sent, and I also know that the city also is sending petitions, and some other civil organizations have been sending petitions to the government, but it looks like there are no answers. So from the community aspect, there are a lot of talks that are going on. I think the only way out is that all these organizations that are fighting or trying to put their views through the government independently. I think it's high time that they call what I call, they congregate, they come together as organizations. They now come up with a clear-cut position and petition the government to give them an ultimatum that, please, can you have this issue of the economy resolved? Please, can you have this issue of saying that the bond is equivalent to the U.S. Coming to an end? Please, can you have the bond removed completely? And they give the government a timeline. As people of Zimbabwe. Thereafter, if the government doesn't do that, obviously people must just stop doing anything. No one should go to work. No one should do anything. We just come to a standstill. And I know that the moment people do that, the government will act. I know the government will have a tendency of saying that they want to intimidate people either using police or soldiers. People just congregate where you are. You just stay at your own home. You don't go anywhere. The shops are closed. Schools are closed. The banks are closed. There is no business. And in that particular situation, I want to believe that this government will act. Because with their guns, with their talks, with their everything, their takers, who are they going to use them on? Because they'll be staying in their own homes. I know we'll suffer for those few days, but personally, I believe that the government will act. Because we're having a government that doesn't want to listen. And we're having a government that will also intimidate people. So it's high time that while we do that, we take that action, we'll try to be peaceful, keep away from the streets, and They won't go to all of these houses to drag people outside of those houses. To me, as a community organization, that's what I think we should do now. We avoid speaking in different voices. Let us have one voice and one action.
Mm. Mm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Blessing.
Tinemwe mtereri, vanyanzira, magadi. Vanyanzira.
Magadi zenyu ndiripo, magadi kweni.
Aiwa, tirinani zvedu. Muri kwa mutare handiti.
Ogu.
Kwa kadi kanyio.
Aiwa, kuri nani zvako.
Mm-hmm, taurai tinzu.
Ndoda kungo... tinira ne zviri kutaurwa ne vari kutaura avo.
Mhm.
Dambudziko riri kuitika risire maticha oga.
Mhm.
Tiri kutaura kuti isusu maticha vane problem vane dambudziko iroro asi harisi kubata maticha chete riri kubata vashandi vese.
Mhm.
Saka vashandi vese ava tirikumbola kuti pane kusagadzikana kwezvinhu because malabor unions hachisina chaachakwanisa kunge achitaura chichinzwikwa. Plus toda kuenda panyaya yedambudziko reaccident yakaitika iyi. Dambudziko irori idambudziko guru kwazvo nekuti kufa kwevanhu chaiko tikatarisa kuona kuti vanhu 50 vanofa panzvimbo imwe chete nguva imwe chete. Tikazvitarisa izvi tiri kuona kuti age group iri kufamba nemotikari kana kuti nemabhazi aya haichisiri inofanirwa kunge ichipuwa mukana wakadaro nekuti tikatarisa age group iyo tofanira kuti tione kuti 35 years munhu anenge achifambawo nemotikari yakaita sebhazi rinotakura vanhu 70 or 76 passengers. Dai zvatarisiswa izvo zvehurumende yedu dai yatarisawo yaona kuti age group nekuti experience is the best teacher. Mufana uyu anenge abva kukombi achifamba nekombi achimhanya then onopuwa bhazi rekuti anofamba distance yekuti anenge achitarisa kuti ndikabva pano ndoda kunosvika kwakati nenguva yakati achitaura zvake neshamwari dzake and anenge achizviita zvinenge zvemafanisi. Saka tiri kutaura kuti isusu ngapatariswe age group yekuti kana tiche pachidhiraivhwa motikari dzinei dzakatakura vanhu vakadaro so we are ending up losing lives zviri unnecessary nekuda kwekuti vanhu vari kupuwa mukana wekufamba nemotikari idzodzo idzi havasi kukodzera kunge vachifamba nemotikari idzodzo idzi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much. Ndinotenda hangu nekuti gashirawo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Chris, you heard there from our caller, Mr. Nyanzira in Mutare. He is saying that there must be an age limit, at least. He's saying that 35 years, people who are 35 years at least, cannot be trusted with driving the buses.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that most of them are coming from driving kombis in Harare, you know, in Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they'll be doing with their mshikashikas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying to give them the responsibility of driving buses might be a bit problematic. So he's saying that experience matters and mm-hmm. The government must look into that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And there's also a listener, Give Momasuku, who mm-hmm. wrote some other messages as well. He says, why did the driver and the conductor flee the scene?
Mm-hmm.
The driver, I suppose, would flee because he was the one in control of the bus. But why the conductor? Is it because he was not the one driving, unless maybe the driver allowed the conductor to drive?
Mm-hmm.
That is Give Momasuku. Anyway, we are almost about to come to the end of the show. We'll just ask a quick question to Dr. Zhou. Dr. Zhou, are you really expecting a bonus? We know the finance minister has said, has assured you that is you are getting it. But what is the sentiment on the ground? In just 30 seconds, we're just about to go.
Teachers want a bonus by the end of November. Failure to get a bonus, I think they will be very angry and apprehensive. And we really want a bonus because we've worked hard.
Thank you so much, and we want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ambrose Sivindi, an analyst in Bulawayo, President of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Dr. Takawafira Zhou. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our engineers and producers, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Let's meet again next week on Monday.